Coach, how you doing, Coach?
Doing great. How you doing, Jim?
What are you doing tonight? Anything? You guys want to come over for dinner? Maybe watch some TV? Or you busy? Or what's going on?
Well, I think I have something called a game going on tonight, so I'll be a little bit busy tonight. Won't be able to make it.
Are you nervous?
No, not nervous. It's excited. Nervous wouldn't be a good word, just because it's been so many years of being in coaching, and this time of year is an exciting time of the year, especially when you have a new team, a new adventure, new challenge to go into. It's an exciting time.
Now, I have to ask, Coach, have Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin figured each other out yet?
Well, that's to be determined. You know, they've done an excellent job in workouts and in training camp and in exhibition games as much as you can. And, you know, exhibition games, you don't want to show everything you're doing and every little wrinkle you have, but now it's for real. So you have two. Blake is probably one of the most intelligent NBA players I've been around as far as figuring things out. And we're trying to put him in great positions to, you know, give each other space. I think that's the most important thing. I think the one thing that everyone kind of chuckles about is when you talk about Andre shooting threes, and, you know, he's not going to become Reggie Miller or Ray Allen or anything. But, you know, if the team steps back and really gives, you know, tries to clock things up, you know, nothing more helps that out than knocking down a three. And he's been working on it religiously. And, you know, again, maybe one or two a game will help him open things up and get some respect.
As a fan, I see Stanley Johnson and I shake my head, because some nights watching him, I see this level, this explosiveness that just makes him like an animal in the NBA. And then some nights last season, to be totally honest, it felt like he wasn't there. How do you as a coach get that consistency out of a player with that much ability?
Well, one thing happened, Jim, this summer. He really dedicated himself of getting in his best possible condition he can get in. He's got his weight down. He's looking good from that standpoint. He worked out. His thing is, you know, just coming in and okay, let's throw out that word potential. You know, let's get that out of the way, and now's the time. And this is a big season for him. He knows that. But don't come in and put a lot of pressure on yourself thinking, okay, I got to score 15, 20 points to overcome that potential tag. You know, it's other things you can do to help a team win, and that's most important. And when the team wins, everybody wins. So that's the most important thing for Stanley is just play the game. Have fun, you know, enjoy it, be excited about it. You know, don't come in with this weight of the world on your shoulder. You know, you're doing something you've done all your life, you're in great shape, you're prepared for it. Just play. And that's one thing that I want all of our guys to do. If they make a mistake, don't shrug your shoulders. Not the end of the world. I know we've got some rabid fans, and you know, like you do all around the NBA. But again, we've got to, you know, enjoy the ride, enjoy the grind, enjoy the journey, you know, as much as you can, and by competing as a group. And I know, you know, it kind of sounds cliche-ish, but that's kind of the challenge we've had the entire training camp and talked about the entire summer.
Coach Casey, when you listen to the NBA talking heads, they're saying the Pistons could be one of the top teams in the East if you can keep Griffin and point guard Reggie Jackson healthy. How do you do that?
Well, if is a big word. And, you know, we've been trying to do a lot of different things as far as practicing certain ways at certain times and not putting as much load. We use the computer chips to measure guys' loads in practice, how much stress we're putting on their bodies. And that's a fine line, because I don't think there's anything in life you can do that you accomplish worth a darn without working hard for it. But it's a fine line with NBA players, because there are so many miles you put on your legs and on your joints and bones. You know, that's, you know, the science, the medical people have, you know, have determined that. So I listen to the medical people as far as how long to practice, the loads and that type of thing. And hopefully that, along with just good old fashioned luck, will help us. But there's something in the water, been in the water the past few years, because, you know, Stan Van Gundy did a solid job as far as coaching the team. He laid a great foundation for this group. But the old, you know, injury bug just bit him, you know, far too many times. So we're going to try to cut back on that and do everything humanly possible to manage that.
Have you considered bubble wrap? You just wrap them in bubble wrap before you go anywhere? Like, you guys, any trips, you just wrap them up, Coach?
Just put them in a crate.
Exactly.
And crate them up. And
box them up.
I wish we could do that. But, again, it's the NBA, and it's a fine line. And believe me, I'm from the old school of hard work and working to get better each and every day. But, again, there's intelligence you have to put with that in any sport today. I don't care if it's football, baseball, whatever. You know, you've got to listen to the medical people and the people that are smarter than I am to find some answers.
Well, Coach, you touched on something about hard work. I was trying to make this comparison. What we're watching now, what's going on in the NFL, where you can't touch the quarterback. You know, they might as well just play flag football at some point. If you get too close to him, he may catch a cold. And it feels that way with the shooters in the NBA now, that you can't step out and really put a body on some of these guys, or you're getting the same thing. And Detroit, as a city, I'm getting here, is like, we appreciate hard work. Think about the going to work Pistons and the Bad Boys and stuff. This was a franchise that was built upon, we're going to punch you in the face, and we're going to be tougher than you defensively. Do cities and teams that are successful match up with each other? Does that make sense?
Well, no. Your point is very valid, Jim. But in today's NBA, it's changed so much. You know, David Stern started it where he wanted more of a free-flowing, not as physical, can't put your hands. Because I came up through the Bad Boy at times, and, you know, coaching in Seattle, we tried to play that style of basketball, switching, beat you up, and that type of thing. But the NBA game has changed. I've had to adjust my coaching style and philosophy the last 5 or 6 years to adjust to more of a free-flowing, three-point shooting. You know, so the game is not as physical. And every rule that's been instituted into the NBA today has been to take that type of play out. So the quicker we can adjust to that, like this year, Jim, you can't put your hands on. You're going to see a lot of ticky-tack calls right now.
I hate this.
You can't touch anybody anymore. So we have to adjust from a philosophical standpoint with our approach and go that way. But, you know, for me, I don't mind a guy knocking somebody on their butt, but, you know, those days of which I enjoyed was Piston basketball are gone, you know, because I know the city is used to that, the known for the hard, you know, the let's go to work type philosophy. And, you know, that's my identity as a coach. But with that said, the game is more three-point shooting, free-flowing, lack of contact type game. And, you know, again, it's a fine line between being physical and being smart. So,
yeah, I played church league basketball, so that's the most violent game known to man. Because you can foul somebody and they go, "I forgive you," or you know, it's true. It's the most violent game. Coach, man, there's so much going on here. And tonight, of course, I want to mention once again tonight, the Brooklyn Nets are in town. LCA, the home opener for the Pistons, season opener. It's going to be fantastic.
I have one last question before we let you go. Looking forward to tonight's game, you know, the Nets coming in, but they're going to be without three kind of key players. You're missing Alan Damari and Shabazz. When you, and this is probably a dumb question because you go out to win every game.
No dumb question.
But without these three players for the Nets, how much more emphasis do you have on the players to go out there and just seriously kick some butt, even though they're missing some star players?
Well, again, you know, they're missing players, but they still have, you know, 13 other paid players on their team that are NBA professional players. And I think that's where teams get suckered into those situations if you have that philosophy. And I totally understand that from a fan standpoint, but they still have D'Angelo Russell, who is a big-time point guard. You know, I know he's an up-and-coming kid that can score. Joe Harris, the big-time shooter. And Jerron Allen, the starting center, is a very improved player. So they still have players that get a paycheck every 2 weeks. And if you go out there thinking that it's a night off, that's when you get spanked. And I promise you that, you know, the word would be spread very heavily that we've got to go out and play our game no matter who's in the uniform in the other locker room to be mentally and physically prepared, because those are the the games that, that bite you in the end when it comes to playoff time at the end of the year. If you need one or two or three games or four games, and you tricked one off early in the season.
Coach, you do realize you're talking to Detroit, where we have Lions, Lions for years, man.
Well, no, I tell you what, I hear you, but that's the truth and the philosophy of any sport. If you, you know, you got to take care of business each and every night, and if you get beat, you go down swinging, and it's because the other team just outperformed you that night, just not because you weren't mentally and physically prepared to go out and play.
Hey, Coach, we are so happy that you're here. It's an honor to have you on the show this morning and here as the head coach of our Detroit Pistons. Coach Casey, tonight, of course, the Brooklyn Nets in town. And if you see Mahorn, tell him he's ugly. Because
I'll do that when I drive by his house. That way I can do it from a distance.
Sometimes I'll tell you what he did last. He showed up to one of our live appearances and shot me the bird. I really appreciate it. That's Mahorn. That's a bad dude, man. Coach, all the best tonight. Go get him.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you.